August 23rd, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For people who can distinguish the difference between the truth and disinformation and indoctrination and can recognize the gatekeepers. To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com to see a list of my guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments only during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna at spingola.com. Please hold your calls until we open the phone lines in the second hour, and then we will take those calls at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Carolyn Dean, D-E-A-N. Her website is drcarolyndean.com. Dr. Dean is a medical doctor, a naturopath, herbalist, acupuncturist, nutritionist, lecturer, consultant, and author. She is the author or co-author of 22 books, including Future Health Now Encyclopedia, which is an e-book, Death by Modern Medicine, Seeking Safe Solutions, The Magnesium Miracle, The Yeast Connection, and Women's Health, IBS for Dummies, IBS Cookbook for Dummies, and Hormone Balance and Others. She is a medical director of Nutritional Magnesium Association, and that website is nutritionalmagnesium.org. She is also a medical director of The Yeast Connection, and that website is yeastconnection.com. She recently wrote an article called Tamoxifen, Friend or Foe, which is linked on today's date on the radio schedule page. Welcome to the program, Dr. Dean.
Oh, thank you very much, Deanna. Good to be here with you.
And good morning. I know it's early where you're at.
Oh, it's only 6 a.m. The sun has not even appeared, but over here in Maui, we tend to get up early and go to bed early.
Oh, bless your heart for getting up early. But I know you do that on a regular basis, so
yes,
I don't feel
worry.
All righty. Well, this is a very interesting discussion that we've kind of planned today, and it's very imperative that we have it. And I know that Dr. Betty Martini, a mutual friend of ours, has written briefly about it. Her big focus has always been on aspartame, and she maintains that the pharmaceutical whistleblower that she talked to said that there are three things that all pharmaceutical companies know. Number one, aspartame is a deadly poison. Number two, tamoxifen doesn't stop the spread of cancer. It gives you cancer. And number three, chemotherapy is deadly. But all these things are approved, and all of the allopathic doctors use them, and in fact, they aren't allowed to use anything else. Is that correct?
That's a good summation of the state of medicine today, and it is quite appalling. When I went through med school mid-70s, I had some hope that we would embrace natural medicine because doctors were still there trying to help people. We talked about drugs in terms of short-term use of them to help a person along until their natural healing abilities kicked in. And I couldn't believe what was happening, you know, through the decades where drug companies had more and more influence on medical school training and on doctors. And it became...
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we do need to take a real quick 3-minute break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, Why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Carolyn Dean. Her website is drcarolyndean.com. And Dr. Dean, you were talking about how it was in the mid-70s where basically medicines were more benign and they were just used to help the natural immune system to kind of kick into place. And now things have changed drastically.
Yes, I mean, not so much benign, Deanna. Drugs always carry side effects, but we use them more benignly. We would use them for short term rather than now. So many drugs are used for life. If you're found to have some problem, like a risk for breast cancer, then you're given tamoxifen for life, which is what we're talking about today. So what happened is it became very obvious that medical training is to teach doctors how to diagnose disease and treat disease symptoms with drugs or surgery, and really nothing else intervened in that focus. You know, we didn't learn anything about nutrition or lifestyle counseling or even the psychology of disease. And one of the many things I've studied is total biology. It's came out of the work in Germany called German New Medicine, and that's the conflict basis of disease. And what we know in total biology is that clearing conflict is the way to clear cancer. And allopathic medicine has just no conception that conflict is what can cause cancer. In fact, when you go to a doctor and they think, well, you know, you have a 5% chance of having cancer, you don't hear 5%, you hear cancer, and right away you have the conflict of diagnosis where now your brain is overwhelmed with the thought that, you know, cancer can't be beaten.
Right. And, of course, you're very vulnerable when a doctor tells you that and quite willing to do whatever the doctor wants you to do, even if it seems to be not in your best interest.
Exactly. The doctors who are just focused on treating disease symptoms with drugs or surgery, not knowing anything else, will just clearly state, well, if you don't do what I say, then you're going to die. And, you know, what rational person would not take the advice of someone who claims to know everything? But another thing that I learned in medical school, we were taught this in our first week, was that clinicians would say, you will learn everything you need to know about medicine in your medical training. Anything else that comes at you is false, is quackery, or is just untrue. So they would routinely put down chiropractic. Naturopathy wasn't even in question back then. There were no naturopathic colleges in Canada in the mid-70s, but herbalist, you know, acupuncture, forget it. All that is quackery, so don't bother running to anybody else for another opinion. You know, we know it all. And doctors believe that themselves. You know, doctors will say, well, you know, all these people talking even about vitamins or minerals. They don't know anything about even the simple fact of magnesium being involved in over 325 different enzyme processes in the body, which means thousands of reactions are required. It's required to have magnesium in order to create metabolic functions in the body. And if you get fatigued, the first thing I look at is magnesium. If you get cramps, if you get headaches, hundreds of symptoms can be related to magnesium deficiency. But what do doctors do? Well, if you get anxious, then you get an anti-anxiety drug. If you get constipation, you get some polyethylene glycol called Miralax instead of magnesium. So we've gotten so far away from even common sense in medicine, and so many people are suffering that it is quite dangerous what's going on.
Right. And right at the top of your page, it says, talks about the book that you have written about magnesium, how to change your life with magnesium. So these things are really important. And, of course, we have cancer cells in our body all the time. And it's our immune system that that, you know, takes care of these, unless our immune system becomes very, damaged or simply just not sufficient enough to take care of these things.
Yes, and I don't even call them cancer cells, Deanna. I just call them cells that look different. And that's what happens with pathologists. They'll see some cells that look different and say it's a probable cancer. This is the problem with this DCIS cancer that they're talking about so much now. DCIS is ductal cancer in situ, and it's a stage zero breast cancer. Now, that's just an incredible oxymoron, because stage zero means there's no cancer. And in fact, DCIS is what they're calling a precancerous state. And I think it's perhaps because the mammograms are getting much more sensitive and they're picking up, you know, little inflammation, little irritations in the milk ducts. They're calling it a cancer. They're doing biopsies, which then disrupts the breast tissue even more, which leads to more abnormal cells. And they're scaring women into getting mammography, radiation, and chemotherapy when it could be that this is the first stages of what I was mentioning earlier, a conflict that leads to an inflammation or irritation in a particular part of the body. And just to explain that a little bit more, if a woman is extremely stressed about a child or a spouse or a partner, then the conflict in the brain is such that, you know, you could quote-unquote drive yourself crazy with the worry. And in order for the body's biological mechanisms to save a person from, quote, driving herself crazy, some of that stress is put into the body as a way to take the pressure off the brain and as a way to solve the conflict. So if a right-handed woman has a child in intensive care and is very worried about her, then her brain will actually put the attention on her left breast and stimulate the milk duct to produce milk to nurture the problem. Now, you know, probably no one listening has heard such strange words before, but this is total biology. This is the way the biological brain deals with massive stress. It puts the attention on an area in the body to try to heal the conflict. It makes no logical left brain sense to us, but this has been proven in animal studies. The founder of German New Medicine, Dr. Gerd Hommer, he worked with cancer patients for many years. He was a psychiatrist and an oncologist. And personally, what happened to him is his son was shot, fatally wounded, lived for 3 months, and then died. And months later, Dr. Hommer developed testicular cancer, and his wife developed ovarian cancer. And it struck him, I guess, like a ton of bricks. This is impossible. You know, both of us developing cancer and in our reproductive organs, what's going on? So he went back to all his cancer patient files and found that each one of them had suffered a massive stress a relatively short time before the cancer developed, and it was their body's way of coping. If you can discuss with a person who has some horrible conflict and clear the conflict, that is the way to clear the cancer. And in fact, when an inflammation in, you know, the liver, the breast, the colon, if a cancer is discovered in those areas and the conflict is dealt with in a psychological manner, then the cancer will actually resolve.
Oh, well, that is fascinating. But the screening industry, which is very profitable, wants everybody to get all of these screening tests, and they typically, well, they often find things that probably would have gone away had they not been screened.
Yes, so the conflict of the diagnosis on the screening either adds more fuel to the fire of the so-called original cancer site, and oftentimes creates the secondary right there and then with the diagnosis. So yes, we're in, you know, really quite a dangerous loop of this early diagnosis. I do believe in early diagnosis as the naturopathic side of me. I believe in a good thermography screening along with ultrasound to find areas of inflammation in the breast. But then I don't go for radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery. That's when we put people on a healing program, a detoxification, put them on an organic diet, high in green vegetables or green smoothies, and put them on clay baths, for Pete's sake.
Okay. That sounds much better. All righty, we do have a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Today is Dr. Carolyn Dean, and her website is drcarolyndean.com. And Doctor, you were telling us about a better, more natural way of dealing with cancer after it's been detected, in a safer way, and it seems very natural. And given the fact that statistically, life expectancy of untreated cancer patients is greater than treated ones if they are using allopathic medicine.
Yes, very good point to bring up, Yana. That's very true. I've seen that many times where, especially with this DCIS, this non-cancer, pre-cancer, they absolutely say that an untreated group will definitely live longer because they don't have the intervention of all these dangerous drugs, surgery, and radiation with all the side effects. And the problem is, as we've already kind of talked about with allopathic medicine, because they don't know anything about natural medicine therapies or lifestyle, then they're not going to tell a person, well, yes, you could stop smoking and stop drinking coffee and stop eating, you know, processed foods, and that will help to give your immune system a fighting chance. Because as we said earlier, there are abnormal cells that the body will kick out pretty regularly, but then our immune system will chop them up and just use them for fuel for better cells. So we have so many ways that we can boost the immune system, and none the least of which is alleviating the stress in our minds that cancer is fatal and can't be beaten. And when you go to doctors, especially oncologists, they just have such negative experiences with their cases. They're in the midst of people dying all the time. So how can they breathe life and hope into their patients and make them feel that yes, there is some hope? And in fact, one of the things that allopathic medicine talks about attacks actually alternative medicine for is that we give people false hope. They actually say that there's false hope in natural medicine, whereas we're just saying, well, the body is so regenerative if you give it the right building blocks. I've got a couple of patents out right now. One is for Cellate, which is a cancer treatment, and one is the iCell, which actually is in a substance called RNA drops, rnadrops22.com. People can go there and study up on a possible remedy for the imbalances that we've been creating in our lives. They're all around us. And even, I mean, I must say, Deanna, shows like yours, yes, they're wonderful because we give people the possibility of doing natural medicine things. But we're also scaring people all the time because we are talking about chemtrails and the pollution and all the horrible things. But I like to think that, you know, if the sky is falling, it's not going to fall on me. I like to know that I create my own reality. You know, I'm the creator of what is around me. And, you know, that can have its drawbacks, too, because it's like Louise Hay on steroids, looking at something like Total Biology and thinking, wow, the conflict. Okay, then that means I'm creating my disease. Oh, I don't think I can take the responsibility of thinking that. So when you are responsible for your own life and for creating your own life, you're responsible for creating good things and bad things. So this is where we have to step up to the plate. We have to know that the words that we say and repeat, you know, you go to a doctor and they say, well, you have 5% chance of having cancer. You repeat that to 10 or 12 of your friends, and then your mind starts to believe you have cancer. So the words we say are exceptionally powerful.
Right. And, of course, people who are sick are so vulnerable, and they just they just want to get better, and they're just willing to put the responsibility of getting better onto somebody else who might know more than they do about something. And I think it's really imperative that we all know about these things before we do get sick. We all ought to be educated enough to know something about our body and something about natural healing before we get sick so that we're not so vulnerable.
Yes, and the difficulty, as you've pointed out, is that we will listen to someone who says that they are in charge. We will remember all the commercials for cancer. That's what I call them when you see these ads on TV and they're talking about cancer clinics and, you know, how people are surviving cancer. There's so much advertising for cancer now. It's constantly being talked about. We're all constantly saying the words cancer, and we are potentially bringing it onto ourselves. So
right.
We've got to even move away from that type of media. I don't have a television, for example.
Good for you. All righty, we do have a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Carolyn Dean. Her website is drcarolyndean.com. And we were talking about natural methods. And Mike, a listener from California, emailed me. And he said, could you ask your guest about vitamin B17, which in his research attacks cancer tumors directly. And he said that apricot seed seems to be the best source of this vitamin. And his mother apparently has cancer, and he has used such things as chlorophyll, which acts as a blood cleanser, which can be found in leafy green vegetables, spirulina, and chlorella. And he also uses vitamin D, selenium, and other supplements. And recently someone told me that their doctor told them that they get all of their vitamins from their food and not to take any supplements. And this person does have cancer.
Amazing. I know one of my first, the very first cancer patient I ever had was a young boy. I think he was probably 15, 16, big swollen glands under his neck. And, you know, I thought it was mono at first. Then, you know, as soon as he walked in the door, but then, you know, I just began to wonder, did blood tests beyond the mono panel, and he had leukemia. So, of course, I had to send him, to the hospital oncologist, and I'd already put him on a vitamin mineral program, and they took him off it. they said that it would interfere with his chemotherapy. But since then, and I like, Micah, what, you know, what you're talking about here, the Laetrile aspect of the B12, the chlorophyll, you can get chlorophyll liquids too and put in smoothies. But people, as you said, Deanna, they need to have a plan. And one of the things that I look at is the Gerson therapy. Have you heard about Max Gerson, G-E-R-S-O-N?
Yes, absolutely. And they use coffee enemas in their protocol.
Yes, they do. And I've actually written blogs on using coffee enemas because, to me, it's something that is under your own control. The coffee given rectally will stimulate the blood vessels that near what we call the hepatic plexus and will help to dump the liver. It's the best kind of external way to cleanse the liver rather than someone trying to take a whole bunch of substances, herbs or whatever, to clean the body from your, you know, from ingestion. You see, when someone is toxic and ill and stressed, it's hard to swallow enough things to help a detox. So I look for external things. I consider coffee enemas external, even though they're pretty intimate. And I mentioned before one of the breaks using clay baths. You can get a special type of clay to put in your bath. And I'm not going to talk about products here so much. People can go to my website, and under resources I have different recommendations of things that I don't sell. But these clay baths, for example, can pull out radiation. So if someone opts for chemo and radiation, they have to keep up their cleansing at the same time. And it would interfere, as you know, we've heard people on chemo, they're being told, well, you can't take vitamins. Well, then you can put things on your body. There are magnesium oils that you can get, and that's just a magnesium chloride supersaturated in distilled water. But you can put that on as an oil or as a cream or as a gel and flood your body with magnesium in that way, or with Epsom salts baths. About 5 days a week, I'll take a bath with about a cup of clay, but I'll slowly blend that up in water so that I don't clump the clay. I'll put a half a cup in a blender of 32 ounces of water, blend that up real smooth, put that in the bath, and then do that a second time. And then I'll put in one or two cups of clay, and if I do have some sort of muscle twinge, I'll put in a whole pound of Epsom salts in my bath, and at the end of a 30-minute bath, that muscle spasm is gone.
Really? That is amazing. Now, what kind of clay? Is that diatomaceous earth?
This is a calcium bentonite clay. It's you can check the website on my website under resources. It's a calcium bentonite clay, but it's also high in magnesium itself. There are oral clays. There is an edible earth clay that I recommend for people to take a half a teaspoon twice a day that it will actually give them a lot of minerals, but also binds heavy metals. And, you know, you're just eating a bit of dirt. There's really no negative reaction that people have with these either oral clays or certainly not the the external clays, although I certainly have had experience with people, I call them too toxic to detox. And with people who say that you wake up in the morning and you feel nauseous, that's your body through the fasting hours bringing up the toxins and your body's trying to get rid of them. That's someone who may be too toxic to detox. Or if you take something that you think is natural and you have what you call a negative reaction, that can be that your body is kind of afraid to take on anything new because you've had so many negative reactions in the past. You react negatively to anything. Or if you even take something like magnesium, which you can never be allergic to magnesium, but perhaps some of the additives in some of the magnesium products. But if you take magnesium and you might feel great for a day or two and then you feel a little worse, well, that's possibly magnesium as it acts as a natural detoxifier. It's stirring up toxins, or it can also be that as you open up the different enzymes that you've shut down, in a sense, because you don't have enough magnesium, as you open those up, it's like you're revving your engine. You put your foot down on the accelerator too hard, then the body's going to want more and more and more magnesium for the short term. And you're actually going to throw yourself into a relative magnesium deficiency because your body's revved up and it just wants to soar. So you've got so many, you know, I'm making it sound complicated, but all you do about what I'm saying right now is you go slowly. I've had people who've been refused surgery because they've been so ill, and they've required this surgery. And what I do, no problem, no problem. Just get some lemons, squeeze a half a lemon in a big glass of water, and sip that as soon as you get up in the morning. If you tolerate that, then for your lunch, just have some organic chicken broth. And if you tolerate that, good. In the evening, steam a few vegetables, the green leafy ones, and put some lemon juice on it. And if you tolerate that, the next morning you could be waking up without so much nausea. And this is the way to slowly detoxify your body and get your body eating live foods so that it can, as we talked about earlier, so it can heal itself.
Of course, and live foods does not mean those that you take out of a microwave oven. Nobody should be using a microwave oven.
I agree. There's enough reports and studies, mostly in Europe, where they show that microwave ovens just, they kill all the enzymes in the cells. They blow parts, plant cell walls, and they just create actually abnormal molecules that we don't know if our bodies can deal with those abnormal molecules. And in animal studies, they show intestinal problems. They do have a lot of side effects. And I don't know, maybe it's the same with microwaves, like with aspartame and all these adulterants, where when the people invented aspartame, they thought, oh, yeah, you know, people just drink a soda once a week as a treat when they go out. You know, this amount of toxicity isn't going to amount to much. But now what do we have, Deanna, about soft drinks that are cheaper than water, that people guzzle by the quart, so that we're building up the level of the poisoning effect of aspartame to the point where people are getting brain tumors from this compound, which is it's two amino acids, phenylalanine and aspartic acid, and methanol. And we know methanol is a type of alcohol that causes blindness.
And the aspartame is now found in something like 14,000 products. It's not just in soft drink anymore. And aspartame causes more breast tumors than it does brain tumors. So all of these women who guzzle all of this Diet Coke think that they're going to lose weight. They're going to get breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's good to bring it back around to that, exactly. And that's why Betty Martini wanted me to talk with you, because she really feels the additive effect of the aspartame and everything else that's going on in a woman's life will deplete the immune system to the point where they just can't fight off the aspartame and the abnormal cells at the same time.
Right. And you wrote this article about tamoxifen because so many people, if they do have a diagnosis of breast cancer, and if they do follow what their allopathic physician tells them and has radiation and surgery, oftentimes their doctor will put them on tamoxifen, even though, as you indicate in your article, the World Health Organization back in the 1990s said that it was a carcinogen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and even as I say further, and people can get this article just by Googling tamoxifen, friend or foe. It's on Mike Adams Natural News website. I say that the NIH, in a report on carcinogens in 2000, agreed that it was a carcinogen. And see, this is the sort of the doublespeak, the half-truths that that go on in government and in medicine. You know, they say, yes, it's a carcinogen, but the risks outweigh the benefits. This is how they put it.
They say that about so many things.
Yes.
It is just amazing to me.
I know, but see, this is, again, where they're in their box of drugs and surgery and radiation, and they haven't, you know, they haven't experienced the Gerson therapy or the or Laetril or Cavi enemas or Nick Gonzalez, the doctor in New York who's curing pancreatic cancer with his in-depth nutritional program that includes coffee enemas. I mean, Nick himself, he's so positive about his therapies that he himself does coffee enemas on a daily basis just to help his body detoxify. I mean, he lives in New York. If I lived in New York, I'd be doing coffee enemas every day too. So we have the means to outweigh the risks of cancer with alternative therapies, but if you go to an oncologist, they just know what they know. And they will say with a very straight face that, well, it's better to take the tamoxifen now and save you from breast cancer. And, oh, yes, you know, you're likely to get uterine cancer later, but then we'll just do a hysterectomy.
Or
so what they're doing.
It could go elsewhere. The cancer could go elsewhere, to the lungs or to some other place.
Oh, gosh, yes. So we definitely know that tamoxifen, you know, with the millions of women taking it, we're developing a huge case load of people who are getting cancer, you know, years later. But it's always...
It's repeat business for the oncologist.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And what one of the quotes at the toward the end of this article, and it's just a short article, I'd say, in numerous recent studies, regardless of treatment, the long-term survival for women with DCIS is nearly 100%. And then I say, but that's if the ones in the treatment part of things survive the biopsy, lumpectomy, mastectomy, radiation, and tamoxifen.
Right.
And, you know, what's happening with the DCIS as well is the cancer community is using those DCIS statistics as cures. They're saying that you know, they'll do their surgery and radiation and everything, and they'll get a five-year survival. Yes, it's 100% for the people who survive the treatment, but that will make their cancer survival rates look really good.
Sure. Sure.
And, you know, which is really not true, because if you look at true cancer, this really is zero... what is it? Phase zero cancer. It's really a cancer risk to have DCIS. So they're saying, well, let's get rid of the risk, and then we've saved you from cancer. But you know, I doubt if they're looking at these studies that say, well, if you don't do anything, you have 100% survival. I do telephone consultations. I have clients calling me and saying, you know, I just got diagnosed DCIS, you know, they're recommending all these things. What am I to do? And, you know, I really have to gauge the person, because if they're they've already got the fear of diagnosis and they're afraid to do nothing, then I have to honor that. I am never going to force them to do something that I think they should do, but that, you know, that they don't. Because, you know, if someone in their mind thinks, well, you know, if I have the surgery, then I can be, you know, rest assured or whatever that I've taken care of it. But
well,
see, then
that is, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But that is true. I mean, each person really needs to make their own decisions, and then live with them. And sometimes it's very tragic. We do have to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Dr. Carolyn Dean. Her website is drcarolyndean.com. And I urge you to look at some of the things on her website. Right up at the top, she has a comment. Get a free subscription to Completement now. And She's got some very interesting things. And I signed up for that. And isn't that the one you get four?
Four free modules of my 2-year online wellness program. And, I've been at this, the business of natural health for, 35 years, Deanna. And I know it's about taking responsibility for your own health. It's about your lifestyle. It's about your attitude, you know, what you eat, you know, if you exercise properly and if you sleep properly. It's all those things, but most of us have been brainwashed to think, well, eat, drink, and be merry, and then take a pill if you get sick. And even though we see around us people taking their pills and getting sicker and sicker, we still hope that a pill will save us. And, you know, the same happens in natural medicine. I read articles all the time in my naturopathic journals where a doctor will talk about a condition and just say, well, you know, take this herb, take this supplement, take this very expensive supplement, and call me in the morning. So in naturopathic medicine, they're just doing the allopathic approach of you have a symptom, you take a pill, you know, instead of telling people about their whole lifestyle. Now, it's the same in any doctor's office, I guess. They just don't have time to give lifestyle counseling. So the only way you're going to get that is if you engage, if you actually sign up for a program and tell yourself, yes, I want to get healthy, I want to feel better, so I'm going to do something about it because I'm the only one that can do anything about it. I've often said to my patients, I cannot lose weight for you. I cannot eat the right foods for you. I cannot exercise for you. That is up to you, and that's what makes a healthy body.
Right. We all want some magic formula to make us feel good, and I guess, as you've said, we expect that from the allopathic community, and we also kind of expect to expect from the natural therapies, too, that if we just take, these pills each day, we're going to be okay. But we also have to do the other things also, and that's really important. And so,
right, and I must say, I just noticed Matthew Hurtado's advertisement just before, just in the break there, for RNA drops and the ion message, and actually that's something that I've been working with. I hold the patent on that product. I didn't realize that he was on your station. And what it is, there's a message involved with the drops, and the message is that we do take responsibility for our own health. I said it early in the program. We are the creators of our own reality. We are in charge, and if we step up to the plate and take back our own power, then we have a chance of staying healthy.
Right. All right. We have a 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID, and we'll take your calls after the first break in the next hour at 800-313-9443.
Are you against